1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. America's favorite bounty hunter, Dog, the bounty hunter. Good morning, Dog. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Aloha. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
We're real good.
Mm-hmm.
No one's chasing us and trying to put us in jail.
Well, but we didn't do anything wrong.
We didn't do anything wrong either. Does anybody call you Dwayne, or does everybody just call you Dog?
I prefer a Dog instead of Dwayne the bathtub I'm drowning, so if you just say Dog, that's fine.
A little stand-up routine, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I was named that by my president of my Outlaw Motorcycle Club. And it was because I always prayed, you know, whatever I did, said the blessings, because they ate things that you wouldn't believe. And I was man's best friend. I was very loyal. So he said, because you always pray and talk about God, I'm going to call you Dog, which is God spelled backwards. So that's a lot better than Dwayne the bathtub I'm drowning.
Yeah. I don't see the Outlaw Motorcycle Club as being guys that, are particularly...
Getting right with Jesus.
Generating a lot of prayers before meals or things.
No, you know, I was allowed to. We had a guy called the preacher. He was a nut. We had one called John the Baptist because he rode in the water all the time. So believe it or not, they were, you know, not religious, but they knew who God was.
They were,
at least devil's disciples and hell's angels did.
Yeah, so they were acquainted with the concept then.
And what kind of things did you eat that you just referenced? What you needed a prayer to hork whatever it was down.
Oh, dear Lord, I don't even want to tell you. You know, they shot a lot of stuff, and it takes a man to eat it raw. I'm like,
oh boy.
All right. Let's talk about your new book, The Nine Lives, Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption.
That seems like the wrong animal, because Nine Lives is a cat reference, and... You're not Cat the Bounty Hunter.
No, you know, exactly. And I wanted to name it, Me and Jesus Got Our Own Thing Going.
Oh,
okay. And my wife, Francie's like, no, you're not. And then my PR girl out of Tennessee said, no, that's not it. So the only thing I didn't get to do in the book is name it.
Wait a minute. Nobody shoves Dog the Bounty Hunter around.
I bet his wife does.
Come on.
Listen, I know where my bread is buttered, brother. She can shove me as much as she likes.
Wow. All right, so what are the big highlights of the book then? Like prison time?
You know, highlights of my faith. You know, I became number one bounty hunter. Nobody could beat that record. But I thought it was because I threw down good, bust them up. And lo and behold, it's because the backseat ride. So what happened in the backseat ride was, here's a cigarette, I'll beat you up, now I'm going to talk to you about Jesus.
Oh.
And you're going to accept it, and if you don't, I'm going to beat you up and not give you a cigarette.
Is that
because they were going, some of them, to the closest place in hell a woman or a man could go is prison, besides being hot. So I had to give them that talk before they went in there. Some changed their lives. So with Nine Lives and Counting... This is going with Dog in the backseat ride.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't come up with that particular saying. I have let other people, as you guys know, you got sent the book before anybody gets it tomorrow. And they have told me, guys like you guys, Dog, this is like riding in your backseat. And I'm like, whoa, that's amazing. I just wanted to say, you know, what I believed in God and how Jesus... is in my life, and what happens when bad things happen, and what happens when good things happen. So it is going beyond and above what I thought would happen.
So this is kind of like my dinner with Dog. Except you're in the back seat.
Or Tuesdays with Dog.
Yeah, Tuesdays with Dog, but you've just been beaten up and thrown in the back seat of the car and offered a cigarette.
You didn't try that beat up and cigarette tactic when you were selling vacuum cleaners, did you?
Yeah, well, you know, the nicotine, I didn't know this, the nicotine worked. Works, you know, settles you down and helps you talk.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I had no idea that. I just thought, man, like when I was a kid, the cops wouldn't let me smoke. You ain't having a cigarette. I'd be like, please, officer, no. And there's some guys, bounty hunters and cops now, that go, this ain't dogging, you ain't smoking.
Ooh, yeah,
so,
referencing
you.
You.
Whatever.
Hey, did your time as a vacuum cleaner salesman influence your hairstyle?
No, James Dean did.
James Dean.
James Dean. See,
hey.
I would. Okay, I can.
But longer. But you just you kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept that James Dean flip in the front.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it. Okay, that's what I was wondering. All right.
Oh, so I know what it is. It's James Dean in the front, party in the back.
Yeah, man.
Easy on the mullet, homie.
So he's going to beat you up and give you a cigarette.
How long did you sell vacuum cleaners? I wasn't aware of that at all.
Oh, I sold. I still love to. I want to.
Really?
I go. If I think of it the other day, what if something happens? I'll go back to Kirby.
Is Kirby your vacuum of choice? Is that your vacuum of choice? Okay.
Oh, well, it's American made.
Okay.
It works better, really, than any other vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like selling women's products that work. Even though I looked almost the same, you know, I had a way to get in the door, give them a $2 bill. I'll take 15 minutes. If you don't like it, throw me out.
Uh-huh.
And so I became the number one Kirby salesman in the United States.
Wow.
And then I became a distributor where I paid really low price for them. And I hired 18 people in a crew, and we, like, rock and rolled. I mostly sold to farmers, ranchers, and in the country. I didn't sell too many in the city, but
wow.
I really learned from one of the greatest salesmen. Then I went into Tony Robbins, and Tony Robbins, a guru. Martin Sheen and Osborne's taught me how to act and how to be. Just shoot from the cuff, dog. Be yourself. I have been trained by a lot of professionals. The Bible says to align yourself and surround yourself with men of wisdom and women of wisdom, and I've done that ever since I was a teenager.
So somewhere out there, somebody is going, you see that guy right there in Hell's Angels who's got a Bible with him? He sold me a vacuum cleaner.
This Kirby from him.
It's American made.
That's a book in itself, dog.
It is.
Well, thank you, guys. I wish you could talk longer. Aloha. Thank you. I like your one-liners, brother.
Take care.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. His new book is coming out tomorrow, Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. It's not.